Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, less than 2 weeks ago now, from January 8th to 11th, there was a big event at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It was the 2019 International Consumer Electronics Show. This is where all of the newest high-tech toys get displayed so people can start drooling over them. Well, this year there were things like new laptops, new virtual reality headsets, new Google Assistant devices, but one of the most mind-blowing items they showed off was Samsung's new 8K TV. Okay, so what is 8K? Most TVs today are full HD, meaning that they have a screen resolution of 1920 pixels by 1080 pixels, or roughly 2 million pixels in the entire screen. It's a good picture. Some TVs today are 4K, meaning that they have four times the number of pixels, so roughly 8 million. It is a much better picture. The new 8K TV has over eight times the pixels of 4K. So it has a whopping 33 million pixels. The picture is incredible. And the TV that Samsung unveiled to show off this amazing picture was an impressive 98-inch screen. If I did my math right, that TV would be 4 feet high and 7.25 feet wide. That's huge. Well, on the one hand, there's the cool factor of, wow, that's really big and it has a great picture. But on the other hand, there's also the practical side of who has a wall in their house big enough for that. How far back do you have to sit to watch it? And who has that kind of money? So basically, there's huge, and then there's just ridiculous. As I read the gospel reading for today about Jesus turning water into wine, I couldn't help but think, there's huge, and then there's just ridiculous. Right, in this familiar story, Jesus takes the water in six stone jars, each holding 20 or 30 gallons, so let's say 20 to be conservative, and he turns all 120 gallons of it into wine. That's basically 1.5 bathtubs full of wine, or over 3,000 glasses. That's just ridiculous. Who needs that much wine? The party at the wedding at Cana had been in full swing. People had already been drinking quite a lot, so much that the wine had run out. And when the party is winding down, you don't need a ridiculous amount of wine. You need to start cleaning up and calling people cabs so they can go home. So I think to many of us, this story at the wedding at Cana is a lot like the Consumer Electronics Show. On the one hand, there is the, oh wow, that humongous size is really cool kind of reaction. But then there's also the, this doesn't seem like my life at all kind of reaction. And for some people, there's also the, because it doesn't sound like my life, I don't really care reaction. Like, maybe you had no idea that the Consumer Electronics Show happened until I just mentioned it. You didn't really care. And maybe you still don't care, even though I did mention it. It's not your life, right? We are not the kind of people who have money to buy an enormous TV. Instead, we are people who cut coupons, who use Kroger Plus cards, and who sometimes live paycheck to paycheck. So no matter how cool a 98-inch TV is, and no matter how cool turning 120 gallons of water into wine is, it doesn't sound like something we'll ever experience. So why bother paying attention to it? That's actually a really good question. Why did Jesus do this miracle in the first place? Why does the gospel writer tell us this story? And why is it included in our lectionary? Is it here just to show us that Jesus can do something really great? Like how Samsung can develop this massive TV? Okay, fine, but so what? Is it here just to say that Jesus makes an abundance? Sure, he can, but what about when we don't feel like we're experiencing an abundance? What about us who are feeling the effects of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history? What about us who struggle to put food on the table sometimes? What about us who are trapped under an abundance of snow and ice? And that's not really the kind of abundance we want. I think sometimes we ask, so what about this story? Because we're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on the ridiculous amount of wine Jesus made. But as I read this text again, I was struck by something I hadn't paid attention to before. And maybe you've passed by it too. Unlike us, the people in the text are not surprised by how much wine Jesus made. Now, they don't take it for granted, like, oh, of course he can turn 120 gallons of water into wine. That's no big deal. No. They're surprised by something else. Listen to the text again. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. And when the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." The servants and the chief steward are not amazed by the quantity of wine Jesus made. They're amazed at the quality of wine Jesus made. The fact that a lot of water had been turned into wine might as well have been put in parentheses. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from. The text does not focus on the amount of wine. It focuses on how good it was. Yes, there is still a lot of it, but the issue is that it was surprisingly good. And I think this significantly redefines for us what abundance really is. When we typically think of abundance, we think of large numbers. A big screen TV, a big bank account, a big amount of wine. But abundance here is not about that. Instead, it's about three other things. It's a wonderful quality, it's a surprise, and its source is Jesus. Let me say that again. Abundance is a wonderful quality, it's a surprise, and its source is Jesus. Well, this past week, I had an experience of abundance. Last year, I was asked to write some devotionals for Christ in Our Home, the devotional booklet put out by the ELCA. And the ones that I wrote appeared in their fourth quarter issue. Well, last week, a woman from Michigan surprised me by sending me a card in the mail. She said that one of the devotionals I wrote was very timely for her because it spoke to her during a very difficult situation. It was a very sweet card that she wrote, and I never expected to receive it. So the message she wrote was a wonderful quality. It was definitely a surprise, and its source was Jesus. It was an abundance. In terms of price, though, it probably cost her about a dollar. 50 cents for the card and 50 cents for the stamp. Maybe you have experienced times of abundance like this too. Maybe you have received a surprise of wonderful quality that had its source in Jesus. Maybe it's having a bunch of family members and friends show up to a funeral to say how much they loved you and your loved one. Maybe it's someone offering to help you with your responsibilities so that you can breathe a little bit. Maybe it's having an idea for something creative, seeing that thing turn out really well, and then wondering, where did that come from? It wasn't you. It was Jesus. That is the kind of abundance we can relate to. It's a surprise, it's a good quality, and it comes from Jesus. Sometimes people think they need huge TVs or huge houses or huge bank accounts to have an abundant life. But abundance is about quality, not quantity. Plus, the thing about this type of abundance from Jesus is that it's an abundance to be shared. Sure, you could buy a 98-inch TV, at least in theory, but only you and your family would be the ones enjoying it. If you have love that spills over, though, like wine overflowing a jar, then it gets served to everyone around you. Good quality surprises from Jesus just have to be shared. You can't keep this kind of good stuff to yourself. You want to share it. So that means it's now our job to share that abundance with others. Jesus has given an abundance to all of us. And now Jesus can give an abundance to others through us. Like the servants who took the wine to the chief steward, we can surprise people with this abundance too. And even if they don't know where it comes from, we know. It comes from Jesus. That is a great reason to keep the party going. So in the name of the one who gives us abundantly, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.